Hey guys, welcome back to the newest episode of Make It a Combo, the podcast where three friends review new movies every week.
Sorry. We're starting out on a good foot.
Oh boy. Did that tire you out?
I don't know what it was, but I needed to breathe.
Junior got winded. Yeah.
So do you want me to finish or do you just want to
just finish it? It's fine.
Okay. With me, Junior, Jesse,
woot woot,
and Andy.
Hi guys.
That's new.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I was putting some pep in my step.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was getting...
You're getting what?
I was getting excited for this movie.
You sure were. What movie did we watch this week, guys?
Driveaway Dolls.
Yes. I was like, don't say that other word. Don't say it.
No, but that's not what it's called.
Driveaway Dolls.
Driveaway Dolls.
Was anyone excited to watch this?
I was.
Why? I wasn't.
Why? Because it had gay representation in it.
You knew mm-hmm. that before this?
Yeah, from all the previews.
Yeah, all I knew was like the main character. Do I even know her name?
Jamie?
Is?
Marion?
Jamie. That Jamie was gay. I knew that from the trailer. That was Marion. It. Marion. I didn't know this was a lesbian movie.
Yeah, this is a lesbian movie.
Just lesbian focused movie.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh.
I knew watching the trailers, like, okay, this is a lesbian movie.
Yeah, Beanie Phillips. Is that her last name? Beanie Phillips? She's a lesbian. I know that.
Feldstein. Beanie Feldstein.
Yeah. I love her. She's great. I was excited for this. I thought it looked funny.
Do we know why it got pushed back? It was supposed to come out like November.
That's why.
Yeah.
But I wasn't excited to watch it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like artsy movies.
I didn't.
And there's a reason why I don't like artsy
movies. From the trailer, I did not like Jamie's accent. I was like, man, she's trying so fucking hard. Come on, y'all. Let's do it. Gotta drink that pop.
Let's go, sugar sweet.
Let's go, sugar sweet.
When I was watching the previews, I'm like, we're not going to watch any of these movies because of these two over here. Mm. I was like, nope, not watching any of these. Mm. They look fantastic, but I know these two over here.
You said any of these. What are the other movies?
I can't remember.
Okay.
There was one we were supposed to watch, but the release, I think they pushed back. Mm-hmm. So we ended up not watching it. We had to watch something else. But it was the one where they're in high school. And it was like the two. I don't know if they were gay in the movie, but it's where...
I think that one ended up coming out, but something else came out at the same time. Yeah. Huh. I forget what it was called.
What was the other fucking movie you think we wouldn't watch? The Emma Stone one?
I know the Emma Stone
one. I know. That shit. Man, I've had friends be like, you have to watch it. I'm like... Absolutely not.
It's up for so many awards.
Yeah, that's exactly what tells me I shouldn't fucking watch it. Those motherfuckers, you know what won a bunch of awards? Do you know what won a bunch of awards?
La La Land?
The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I watched it originally. The Shape of
Water won a ton. And I was like, oh, must be good. Wrong. Wrong. So what is that? Poor Things?
Yeah, Poor Things.
No.
It's up for a lot of awards. Also, did you watch The Flower Moon. No, I haven't watched it yet. Wow. I'm going to watch it eventually.
Like when it comes to streaming?
Let's go ahead and tell us who wrote this.
Well, actually, we need to take a break, right? Don't we usually?
No.
No.
Welcome to Make It a Combo, y'all. The podcast where I direct two fools.
I had to wait for these two to show up,
guys. My God. So then a year's worth of work has just gone down the drain.
It all flowed out of my head.
Man.
That 10 minutes I had to wait for you guys.
Where do I go now, man?
I know.
You could have been outside in the sun.
Baking. Boiling. All right.
So let's
Junior,
go.
Junior, please.
Writers of this movie? Ethan Coen and Trisha Cook.
Okay.
Director, also
Ethan
Coen. All right, so we have our top cast, and there were quite a few people in this movie. But the stars of the movie, Margaret Qualley, who is... Whose daughter?
Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell. I guess she went with a different name, so...
Okay.
Not and to be in the shadow.
I don't know if she is gay, but she's hot. She should be gay.
She's the country.
She should allow us...
It's like this. If Andy finds her attractive, she's gotta be gay.
If she's not gay, can we just borrow you for like a day?
Because
like,
Andy has a type.
Is it that type?
That's my type.
I can understand why.
Yeah.
She was very beautiful in this movie, but whoa, a little too sexual for me.
Okay. Yeah. So let's go on. Geraldine Viswanathan. That was tough. Mm-hmm. And probably incorrect. As yep, Marion?
Most likely.
And I loved her.
We had Beanie Feldstein as Suki. Mm-hmm. You had Coleman Domingo as the chief. Do y'all know who he is?
Mm-mm. Coleman Domingo yeah. as the chief?
The black guy in the movie.
Oh, he's from Fear the Walking Dead. And he's from...
come on, we just saw him.
We just saw it. He's Mister.
Yeah, he's Mister from Purple. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's him. Yeah,
it's Mister.
And then you had a couple of other people. I'm going to say some of the cameos because they're big names. Mm-hmm. Pedro Pascal mm-hmm. as the collector. We had Matt Damon as Senator Gary Channel. Miley Cyrus was in this movie.
Yeah.
As Tiffany.
Tiffany Plaster Caster.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, they're not really trying here.
I think that was the consensus through the whole movie. Not yeah. really trying. They were like, this is a part I really don't want to have to deal with. I'm going to throw this up there really quick. We'll get to it after the break. But I was like, the fuck is this?
I
wish I was on some sort of drug.
Yeah. Okay.
And may have enjoyed it better.
Maybe. Or it could have been worse for you.
Oh, it could have been worse yeah. for
you. If you would have been falling asleep.
Those moments. No. Oh.
Well, my peepers closed for a bit.
Not on psychedelics.
Really? Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. Oh, and I gosh. Think right there we should go ahead and just take a
yeah,
break.
Yeah, let's take a break. Let's
take a break so we can let out this stink.
It's not that stinky.
We'll be so back. Bad.
Stink, stink.
Hey guys, it's Junior from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes. If you love what you hear, please check out Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk, the podcast. Both are sure to keep you entertained. All right, guys, welcome back. I'm not going to waste any time here.
Okay. Wait, you don't want to waste some time?
I'm going to go ahead and get into this.
Well, right they did.
Quick.
That's how this movie starts. Uh-huh.
So the movie starts, right? It's the two girls. Jamie is having sex with some girl, and Marion's calling her because they're going to the bar. And she's like, I don't want to be the only one there, so please, you know. We find out that Jamie's actually cheating on her girlfriend, Suki, who's played by Beanie. Mm-hmm. They end up going to the club, whatever. She's there. It doesn't go well. The girlfriend shows up, mm-hmm. punches Jamie in the face.
We don't get to see it, though. I wish we did.
We don't.
But I loved how she was like, can't put her up on stage with a microphone.
She loves to entertain people. That was a cute little scene.
It was funny. I do have a question, though, because this was late 90s, I think.
1999.
Okay. Was great value an option then? Because those peas were great value. And that's why I was like...
Maybe.
I don't think it was. I think there was a couple of years before Great Value came
there
out.
There you go, folks. The one flaw in this fucking movie. Scrap
it. I have a couple, but that's the first one. There was a couple of inconsistencies.
He's watching peas over here.
Because I was looking, I was like, because then she started eating them. I'm like, ew, gross. Yeah, they're frozen.
That was gross, eating the peas. So we do find out that, I guess, Jamie's from the South or something. That accent killed me.
Really?
I thought it was overdone. It was too much. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. So that, you know, they're at home. She's got...
I'm sorry. Did the movie actually start out with... Pedro Pascal?
Oh, it actually yeah. did. It That's did. Right. That's uh-huh. right. You're right. The movie did start out with Santos was his name.
Okay, the collector.
The collector, mm-hmm. where he had the fucking case. We don't know what's in this case. Mm-hmm. The waiter's like, what do you want? He's like, nothing. The hour's passed. He pays his bill. And then he gets killed.
Yeah.
He gets chopped up. Like, this was a funny scene. Uh-huh. I laughed at this, at the opening scene. I laughed at the guy running back with the little handsaw. Like, even how he was running, he was like so uh-huh. excited to be running yeah. with it. I thought that was funny. We didn't know what he was doing at the time.
I know. I thought he was cutting a hand off or something.
Yeah, I thought, no I thought he was like, going to cut his hands off so no evidence. Him. Yeah.
But
yeah.
we don't know what he does, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Then it cuts to mm-hmm. Jamie eating the flower. Mm-hmm. To say that delicately. Looks like Jamie was doing a good job because the other girl enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. I also liked in this that, yes, they were lesbians, but the two main yes. characters,
they were lesbians.
You didn't see their tits at all. You saw every other girl's tits.
Yeah.
I liked that. I was like, you get power in there and like, okay, I'm not going to show my tits.
We're the stars, but these other women, fuck them.
Fuck them. Show their literally titties. We're going to be fucking them.
But like, Jamie, can we see your tits?
I'm sure.
That's just from Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Slide it into my DMs. All right, so that happens with Bar. They're back at Marion's house, mm-hmm, because Jamie lives with Suki and kicks her out. And then Marion is like, oh, you know what? I'm leaving. I want to go to Tallahassee, Florida. Mm-hmm. Jamie's like, that was my plan too. Why Tallahassee though?
Yeah.
You know, so they talk it out. They're going to do this thing, drive away thing. Did y'all know about this?
Is that a real thing? I've never heard of this before. I don't know.
Where you pick up a car and you take it somewhere if there's a job or something. Like, you just pick it up and drop it off.
Like, somebody needs a car, mm-hmm, driven from point A to point B. So you also need to get from point A to point B. You pay a deposit, is what it sounded like. Mm-hmm. Then you get to drive it to that spot. How do you get back?
You do it again?
I guess there's another driveway.
I don't fucking think so.
Would have just taken a bus.
But it wouldn't have been as interesting.
Right, it sounds like a rental car system, to be honest.
Yeah. Until you said it right now, I was like, oh, that makes sense now. I thought it was just a rental car thing. Okay.
Right. So they go, they pick up this car, and as they're picking up this car, the Curly, but don't call me that because it sounds familiar, mm-hmm, is getting a phone call of like, hey, this is the car. We'll pick it up later, mm-hmm, you know, and we're going to drop it off, blah, blah, blah. He's like, got it. Tallahassee, Florida.
He's not even off the phone before the girls get there. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that's weird that they're just showing up?
He did. Remember, he makes that face where he's like, Tallahassee, you say? Okay, here's the car. Take it. Mm-hmm. Boom. They take the Suki's number down, right? In case he has to crack heads or something, whatever he said.
Yeah.
So, you know, they take the car. They don't know anything. And they're just driving. What was it, like half a day later, same day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other guy show up, the chief and his two henchmen, the goons. Mm-hmm. That goes, and they're like, what the fuck? Why would you give it away? Curly gets his ass beat.
Yeah, pretty intensely, because they leave him for a bit, and when Suki comes, he hasn't moved at all. He's paralyzed. He's on the floor
days.
Yeah.
Days, and I'm surprised he survived. Mm-hmm. And then you wonder, because they stayed with him. The bad guy stayed with him almost throughout the whole time.
Yeah.
Did he not have to shit or piss?
Maybe he did.
He had to desecrate on himself.
The chief does not look like the kind of guy who wants to sit in that.
Mm-mm. No.
They're trying to figure out where the girls are going, or like where they're at, so they can get the case. The girls are going. They have no idea what's going on. They're just like going down the road. And Jamie wants to stop everywhere.
Yes.
She's just looking for more pussy.
She definitely is, but she also wants to stop at some like tour spots, which
it was one tour spot. Yes. The biggest Dixie cup. Everything else was where the lesbian bars.
Barbecue,
right?
And lesbian bars.
I can't get mad about the barbecue, though, I'll tell you. So, and of course, Jamie's very outgoing and Marion isn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like they would mesh well.
Well, and she's like, girl, you need to get laid. So that was like one of her main missions on this. Mission.
We do find out it's been 3 years for Marion. She hasn't had sex.
Wow. Mm.
So they make it to one bar. Marion's like, I can't handle this. This is my thing. Blah, blah. I'm going to go back to the room.
Yeah.
Jamie's like, okay. And brings a girl back to the room. Right. Makes Marion go to the office or whatever to go read her book.
Yeah. She goes back with the girl. Would you guys have let your friend, would you have walked out, or would you have fucking jumped down their throat?
And I would have like, told them to get this the fuck bitch out.
The fuck out of here.
Yep.
Or go to your car. If you're interested in that threesome, because that other girl was down.
Yeah. But I'd tell them to go to the car if they wanted to. I would never leave the room.
Depending who I'm with, right? If it's Andy, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to bring a girl. You want to have a threesome? And then I would go off of that. She's like, you better do it in the fuck car. Then, okay, I'm going to do it in the car. Okay. If it's you, I know nothing. I'm not even going to text you. We're going, either she has a room or we're going to her car. If it's a dude I'm close with, more than likely, I think I'm always going to let somebody know. But I guess it's 1999.
It's not about letting them know. What would you do if you're the girl who's sitting in the bed?
You got to let me know.
Yeah. You would leave?
No.
Thank you. Okay. I was like, you can say all you want to say. I know your personality. You would sit in that motherfucking bed and be like, no.
Get another room.
Go.
Get another room.
Absolutely. Yeah. But this is the first time that they break away and they show us this weird,
oh my god,
motherfucking
yes.
psychedelic shit.
The psychedelic okay? scene.
It like just all comes out of the fucking blue, and then cut scene to her in the next morning. So what the fuck is this shit?
I thought it was something seeping from the case.
Oh my god!
Really?
Okay. Yes.
No. At first, I thought this is their way of, hey, we're having showing a sex scene. But we're not going to show it. We're going to be make it a little bit different, blah, blah, blah. So
I thought like, it was cool. A drug seeping through it and it's like infecting people.
Okay.
Let's turn sci-fi real quick.
I'm like, this is an artsy movie, bro. You know it's not going
sometimes that drugs seep and get people sick. Sometimes
drugs seep. He watched Outbreak before he came over.
Hey, I don't know. I automatically thought in that case was some like messed up drugs.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So
you can't combine sci-fi and arts. Oh my god. So okay, that happens, right? They get in the car, they're driving, whatever. And I think old girl Marion kind of tells her like, don't do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should let me know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They go to, they're trying to have like a serious conversation. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Jamie sees some pizza joint. Mr. Gino's?
Gino something, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gets off the highway. What does she find? A college team.
Lesbian.
A lesbian college soccer team.
Mm-hmm. They're all lesbians.
All of them. Committed to it.
Yeah.
And then they're going to a basement party, which is the first time I've ever heard that.
I've never heard of a basement party like this with a college team. Yeah, They're all making out.
They're doing this weird little, you know, for a minute and then you rotate. Yeah. Jamie and Marion end up having a kiss.
It's what you boys call a jerk circ.
Thank you. Thank you for the translation.
You're welcome.
Now I get it.
Makes sense.
Fucking imbeciles.
I have no idea what a jerk circ is. And Marion's a little uptight about it. Jamie's like, I don't even worry about it. We're going to do this.
I would be uptight about it, too. I don't want to make out with my friend.
Yeah. Right.
Especially, like, I'm still kind of Sookie's friend, too. And I'm kind of scared of Sookie.
Yeah, everybody is, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's scared of Sookie. Yeah. Nobody wants to fuck with them.
Yeah.
So they kind of end up kissing, or they're making out a little bit. It looks like it's going well, but then all of a sudden, Marion has like a little freak out.
Yeah, she does.
Right? And she's like, she says something about like, don't bring a girl to a hotel room or something. Oh, yeah. No, you can bring one, uh-huh. And I'll go sit in another office.
She's like in her feels.
But she's all weirded out. She takes off, right? The bad guys are figuring out, hey, they're here. Mm-hmm. And they had left a little note with Curly with Suki's information. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They go visit Suki. These two dudes come in. The big guy comes in like blazing. He's like, I'm going to fuck somebody up.
Yeah.
Suki's a cop. She just destroyed.
I didn't know she was a cop at this point. How would you have known?
I think I only knew because of the preview.
The trailers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that she was a cop. So in mm-hmm. my mind, I already knew.
Okay. So he comes in. He's like, blah, blah, blah. She just fucking just punches him. Yeah. Oh, no. She sprays him with OC spray.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hits him real quick.
Yep.
He pulls out his nightstick. She fucking
grabs it from him.
No, but she also kicks him in the balls, punches mm-hmm. him. Nightstick. She's choking him with his own nightstick. Right?
The other dude is talking.
He's like, look, we're just trying to find them. You know, they got some stuff from us. And she's like, I don't give a shit. I'll tell you right now. Let's that dude drop and just helps them. It was fucking, that was funny.
That was pretty funny.
Right? She's like, fuck that girl. Writes a little note on the picture because they just wanted to know what they look like.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I liked that bald character.
He always plays big characters.
That? Giamatti? No.
He does look like him, but it's not.
I think his name is like Paul Slotnick.
Okay.
Oh.
He's done different things. One of his more bigger things was when he was in Nip Tuck.
Okay.
He was a surgeon as well in that show.
Oh, was he? I've never watched Nip
Tuck. Okay. So he was very cool in this one, though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he's all talking to her. He gets the information, and she's like, fuck yeah.
There's the picture sent, gives it to him.
Yeah.
You know, love will bite you in the ass. This whole theme through this movie is like, love will take you through hell or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's why Andy doesn't like this movie. Because it's a love story. Love. It's romance.
Is it about love?
Or drugs seeping through
women fingering each other, to be honest.
Ding, 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 ding.
Finger show.
It was a finger banger.
It was.
Sorry.
So she gets, or she gives them that information. They on their way. But this little jerk circ with the girls end, right?
Yeah. So, yes, it ends. Marion's walking away, or she's walking down the street, not really doing anything. Fucking cop picks her up. Marion gives him a little attitude, gets arrested.
Right? Yeah, I didn't like this part.
They're in Marietta, Georgia.
But it makes sense for the next part.
Yeah. So she goes to jail or whatever. And they probably did it just for that.
Mm-hmm.
The guys finally catch up. They're starting to catch up. They make it to the slumber party, basement party with mm-hmm. the soccer team. He's trying to get information. They give him some bogus shit. So they're going on a wild goose chase.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. They send him to a juke joint, just like in The Color Purple, that has Mister in it. Connections.
Talking to Mister about it, too. He's like, stop talking. This they picked her up. She's in over here, right? They're like, oh, okay, we're on our way. Like, they're in Florida, like they're going to Florida or whatever.
Yeah.
They're going. They're driving. This is where I think they find out what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Tire pops. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to change the tire. They're putting everything up. Did y'all notice that Miriam grabbed her bags and put it closest to the road?
Uh-uh.
Instead of off to the shoulder?
I didn't notice that.
I was like, some car can hit your shit, man.
I was waiting for them to see what was in there.
See, also, the sipping drugs.
Was there room for a tire still?
No, there was no tire.
No, then no tire.
Going.
They skipped that part. They didn't show us, but
they went like this. With their mouth on the tire, it works.
Well, I mean, what's her face is good with her mouth.
Oh, so. Jamie, that's a cool shout out.
She was working that tire.
So they blow out the tire. They take everything out. They find this case. And then it looks like a hat box. It's the drugs seeping out into your system.
Yeah, it's the drugs with the hat box.
So they open it, right? And it's fucking Santos's head.
Is his face like just like looking right up at him like, hey.
Which, you know, is probably just his real face in there just going.
Yeah.
Because it looked too good.
CGI. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're like, they're screaming. Which is funny because I thought it would have been Marion who'd been screaming like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Jamie.
Yeah, Marion seemed to keep her cool the whole time.
Yeah, I think because Jamie's supposed to be so cool, they wanted to, like, she's not
flip
really
it a little
cool.
bit.
Yeah, flip it.
Right.
But then after this point, she's really cool with which.
They go to the diner. They go to the diner with a case.
Now they're, mm-hmm. they got the case and they're like, well, what are we going to do? They're like, well, let's open it. Jamie's like, no, let's call the cops. Let's just give it to them. She's like, no, they know who we are. They know mm-hmm. we have it, so let's see. They open it. Do they show us right here what it is?
No.
Not yet, right?
They don't.
We don't know until the scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So they see what's in it, and they're like, they cut to, they're walking out the diner. Marion's like, that's disgusting, which I was like, what the fuck is it?
Yeah. I was like, it has to be drugs. It has to be. Because Marion's like
body parts and shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the head.
That's right.
I'd be more
concerned
about the head. Mm-hmm. Also, we want to mention when they got to Florida, there is a billboard about a senator and his wife and kids, and of course he's preaching like family first. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was going to be a connection with the girl, like maybe that girl was a lesbian.
She gave like subtle hints or like references to that.
Yeah, but that's not where it went.
Did y'all see one of the kids in the picture? He looked freaky as fuck.
Both of them kind of looked demonic, to be honest.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we need to figure out what we're gonna do. They go to a hotel.
This was a fancy hotel.
It was a fancy hotel.
Yeah. Clarendon or something.
Jamie pulls out her rainbow card. Bah! Which when she said that, I was like, is this a library card? Because I was thinking of reading rainbow.
No, I automatically thought gay.
Yeah, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So she's
all
like,
do all gays have rainbow debit cards?
I don't. I would like to know where you get this. And
you
could just
ask.
Get them really custom made.
I know. I mean, I could put a flag on my card if I wanted. But
yeah.
No, I usually put a picture of myself.
Oh.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I was like, tell me your fucking debit card has a picture of you right now.
It used to.
Oh, my God, Jesse.
Because I'm happy. That it's I want people to see, like, look at this handsome man. Right
like,
here.
Look at this guy spending money.
Money, daddy. So
they money.
Obviously, use their credit card. Boom. Now they know, the bad guys know exactly where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the bad guys are on this like wild goose hunt. They left one juke place and the guy's like, another. Oh, no, no. They're at the another one. He's like, I think they just got confused on where they were going. Because
he thinks that he can really connect with people.
Yeah.
And maybe he could have, but or a bunch of girls going to tell two dudes who.
No.
They're not going to say anything. You know what I mean? So, okay, that's where the chief is like, hey, they're in Tallahassee. They're mm-hmm. at this hotel. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, they're on their way. So they're at the hotel, and what happens that they decide to have dinner?
She wants to kind of woo her.
Yeah.
Jamie wants to woo her, and then at dinner she tells her, I want to woo you because, and Marianne's like, you want to have sex with me?
Yeah. What? Right there in front of the waiter as he's pouring champagne.
Very inappropriate. Mm-hmm.
But did you notice he was like pouring, then he'd stop, they kept talking, pour some more?
Also, once he pours the champagne for Jamie... If you notice, yes. when it cuts missing. Back, it keeps going up and down, up yeah. and down. I was like, this is where Drives is the consistency?
This was another one that drove you nuts?
Yes.
Oh my God, Jesse. Like, not the horrible acting and the cutscenes to the psychedelic fucking trip you out shit.
Where is the AD who watches this shit?
People riding horses with dripping fucking yeah. neon colors. That's okay. Huh? That's and, okay.
You know, we haven't really said it, but the, almost every time there's any kind of like a lesbian scene or something, like romantic. Romantic scene, they do cut to and do the psychedelic shit, mm-hmm. right? So, because we're not gonna remember exactly every time they did it. So they're, she's trying to woo her at the table. The waiter's like, okay, you guys ready to eat? She's like, don't rush us. We're gonna dance first. Uh-huh. So they start dancing, kissing. They go back.
Yeah, this is where it got even really more boring.
Uh-huh. Okay. I didn't know if you were doing that on purpose or not.
Oh, it was so boring. I was like, now we're going to dance slowly so, in front of a pool, in front of a hotel pool. Like, they made Baxter's it feel like
by the pool.
This fucking restaurant was so fancy because it was backed up to a pool. Yeah. If I'm having poolside drinks, I'm in my bikini. I'm not sitting in a fancy fucking restaurant.
Well, Marion was in a dress.
Yeah.
And this is probably where you thought Jamie looked her best, in that black shirt with her hair down.
I was turned off by the whole romantic scene.
But as soon as they get to the next scene, well, tell me if you were still turned off. So they, you know, they make out and boom, they're in the room. Mm-hmm. They're doing it very slowly to make it look sensual. Mm-hmm. Jamie helps Marion get her clothes off as she's lying on the bed. And then Jamie's at the foot of the bed. Also disrobing or whatever.
Yes.
Right. They didn't show anything like
we didn't see out. Their tits. I was so happy.
This is where I wanted to see her tits. She unbuttoned her shirt. I could see there were tiny little titties. I was like, just show me. It's not that bad. Right,
she said, she's like, let me get that nip slip. Let me get that nip slip.
No, I just want the whole titty. I don't want a nip slip.
Oh, you know what we forgot to bring up? Hmm. It happens to Marianne when she's in jail. Mm-hmm. We go back to her childhood.
Yeah.
Jumping on the trampoline, seeing her neighbor naked.
Mm-hmm. It's right. like her sexual awakening, I think.
That's mm-hmm. what I was thinking. Because, I mean, she later on, they do it again. She's putting a hole in the fence so she can watch this girl naked.
And then sees her husband's a disgusting fucking oaf. And right then she's like, yeah, I never want to marry a man because men are disgusting. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
It was Jamie going down on her. Marion comes and just automatically passes out.
That's not happening.
I mean, she's tired. She hasn't had it in 3 years.
God damn it, Jesse. In what universe does somebody come and go?
I mean.
No, come and go, yes. Come and sleep, though.
I mean.
Nobody just automatically.
She's tuckered out. Oh,
if that was a guy, if Marion was a dude and he blasts his load and falls asleep, everybody'd be like, that's fucked up. Right? So, but Marion wakes up and hears something like, what is that? Did we find out?
I think we all thought she was masturbating next to her.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I was
so
like,
hard.
I hope it's not
so
enough.
Hard.
Like, this girl knows not to bring another girl here.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but no, she's going at it really hard. Marion's like, what? No. No, you didn't. And goes up to the case. We find out it's fucking dildos.
Yeah, it's all
in the
dildos.
Fucking case.
Six different kind of dildos.
I was shocked at this. To find out this is what was inside the case, I was all like, ew, you don't know where these have been.
Oh my God, I know. Even when the fucking
cleaner cleans them,
I'm like, don't do that.
They look like, you know, lately used maybe. But she went to town on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, what the fuck? Whatever. The goons show up,
mm-hmm.
right? Or next morning they, no, it's like.
It was right then.
Right then. Right then. Mm-hmm.
They, Dildo's still inside of her.
Dildo's yeah. still. They're both screaming like fucking crazy. And they're like, the goons grab the case. They're like, yes, we got it. Now, where's the head? Boom. They're fucking, they got him. They go to the dog track there somewhere in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Because that's where Chief's at. Also, Suki has just got to town
mm-hmm.
because she wants to get rid of the dog.
Yes.
So she's there now trying to figure out where the girls are at. She makes it to the old hotel, but the girls are gone already. Now that Chief meets with the girls, they're tied up. He's like, hey, man, where's the other one? Just give it to us.
Look, it's the most important one.
It's the most important one. And this is where we get the whole story why this movie was made. The penis that Jamie used is the penis that belonged to the senator.
The senator from the billboard mm-hmm. who's a conservative.
Who is Matt Damon's character.
Yes.
And throughout this movie, the psychedelic scene mm-hmm. the last one we see, it's a young Matt Damon.
Yeah.
With Miley Cyrus as Tiffany Plastercaster.
Mm-hmm.
Who plaster casts penises.
Yeah. Significant people, I guess. I don't know how she knew he was going to become a senator, but right.
Or maybe it was her thing, and then she just happens.
She just kept the five most important people. We should over just time.
Call her the collector.
Yeah,
it makes more sense. So this whole thing is trying to get back these fucking dildos of these mm-hmm. important people, because you can't have people out there rating and reviewing the senator's penis. What would it do to him?
I mean, it was quite large.
It was a nice one.
It's the normal penis. Yeah. It's the penis that I have in my drawer right now.
You have the senator's penis
in your drawer? That senator's penis is my penis. I got it.
I got it.
That shit is so fucking reg. It is so fucking normal.
So mid.
God damn. It's fucking schmedium, bro. It's fucking schmedium.
So,
all right. Okay.
So,
just kidding.
But the whole time, right? So he is trying to like, come on, guys, we'll pay.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to hurt nobody. We just want this. We're going to go away. The two goons are in the back fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if I heard this right, but they've been up 30 some hours straight or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the bigger one, right? Like he's the
aggressive one.
The aggressive one, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, somebody who's not into like gay stuff or whatever. He's all like, no, I didn't like it. He's like, well, you liked it, man. So did he give him...
I think something happened between them.
Like a hand job or a blow job?
I think it was a hand job. I don't know. I felt hand job. They gave each other on the way there
right.
to keep themselves up.
It was something like that. And that dude fucking... The little guy shouldn't have said shit because that set off, oh boy.
Yeah.
Ends up killing him and the chief.
Yeah.
Runs out of bullets and takes off. The girls are able to escape. They still have the dildos
mm-hmm.
and the head.
And the one dildo that's the senator is missing.
They go back and get it from the...
Because they need to go get it because she was using it mm-hmm. and it just...
The clean...
It's in the bed.
Clean lady it. Found it.
They get mm-hmm. a hold of the senator.
They ask for $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
That's a lot senator, of money. I'm not going to pay you that.
No.
I'm gonna kill you as soon as I find you.
Keep your fucking dildo. Who's to say that's his exact dildo? Like,
how are you going to find out if it is?
Because somebody says it? Yeah. Like, oh, it makes no sense. That makes no sense.
They'd have to take another cast.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now they're at some bar in Tallahassee called the She Shed. Lesbian bar. And it almost starts like the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon mm-hmm. holding onto a case, mm-hmm. looking out like, where is it? Where are they? They show up. He tries to play victim. Like, mm-hmm. why do people do this to us?
Rolling my eyes.
He gives the money. We don't see it, though.
Yeah.
They never checked.
That was the thing. I was angry about that. Open up that fucking case. You don't know what's in there. It could be empty. It could be filled with bricks.
I feel like they would have known it was filled with bricks, though.
You don't know how much $1 million weighs.
Right. I hear you, but that, I think, would be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But whatever. They give him the dildos. They give him the fucking head box thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, man, like we're making out here pretty sweet. They walk outside. Bam. Who do they walk by? Suki
mm-hmm.
with the fucking dog still. And they're trying to tell her the story. And she's like, I'm not believing you motherfuckers. Like, mm-hmm. fuck no, you're lying. Who pops around the corner? The senator. He thinks he's going to do something.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he's going to kill these guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he pulls on his little fucking ski mask. He's walking up. He's got his gun out. Suki finally does some cool cop shit. Pulls her gun out. Shoots him. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Then Suki believes and they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Next day, it's in the papers or whatever. The girls, I guess they have the money.
It looks like
it. Yeah, it looks like they still have the money. They had also made a cast of the penis. We find out.
Jamie does.
Well, we know, but What's-Her-Face didn't know.
Yeah. So I didn't know until they showed it into the bag.
Oh, she had all those art supplies. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why she went to the art store, and then the stuff she brought back was plaster.
Yeah.
I don't even.
And molding stuff.
Were my eyes closed?
I don't know. It was when they were in the hotel.
I don't remember it at all.
Okay.
They showed it twice.
I don't remember.
The art materials.
She bought it.
I saw the bag.
And then after they used it in the second scene.
Yeah, in the shower scene, they scanned back over to it and showed the art supplies.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew he was making a fucking cast.
I didn't know that. I
was right away. Attention.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I know what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I would have done the same thing.
I thought it was more for like more blackmail.
Yeah, I was like, make a cast again of all of them. Mm-hmm. Give them the fake ones that you just made.
That's how you get in trouble, man. Can't be greedy like that.
I am. I'm going to be greedy.
Well,
I want $4 million.
I need to hit every single penis in that box and get money.
Jesse's making doubles because he's like, I'm going to keep these.
Yeah.
So the movie's pretty much over. Now we're finally going to meet Marion's aunt.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. They all get... Why did they all sit in the front fucking seat?
I thought that was so weird.
I have no idea.
I think just for the camera.
She just squished so much.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck that. And, you know, they're like, oh, no, we're only visiting for a little bit because we're going to go back up to Massachusetts.
And she's like, why?
And she's like, why? She's like, well, that's where women can marry each other. Or that's where women can marry. And then Auntie's like, to each other?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so many innovations.
And then that's the end. And that's the part I was the most upset about.
Wow.
That's the part my seat went down. I got up and walked out of the theater. I think I was outside before Junior was even down the stairs.
I will tell you in my review because I didn't like this ending.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
Did you stay to see it? Was there extra credit scenes or anything?
No, there wasn't. There wasn't any extra credit scenes.
Yeah. I didn't even let credits roll. I was out.
The aunt barely got in the car. You guys were already in the lobby.
I was fucking skipping, bro. Skip to Malou. Like,
Fast forward.
All right, guys. We're going to take a break. And then I think we have some
opinions
about this
movie. Thoughts.
Okay, back. Hey guys, it's Jesse here. Just cutting in to remind you to like and subscribe to us on all platforms. And follow us on Instagram at Make It A Combo Pod. Yes, that was a good read. I loved it. That's it. That's the one.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the last segment of the show. We're going to give our reviews and then talk the other stuff. Jesse, you go first.
All right. I'm going to go first because I'm going to give the most positive review out of these three, I feel like. I was excited to watch this movie. I'd seen the preview a few times, and we were originally supposed to watch this maybe like 5-6 months ago.
Yeah.
And, because of the writer's strike, it was pushed. So when it came out, I was like, yes, let's watch it. It looks funny. And I love Beanie. I think she's hilarious and things. Was this movie a little intense with the lesbianism? Yes, but I feel like I've watched so many straight movies where it's just as intense. And I think I can tolerate this a little bit more than a dude slamming a girl. So that's just me. Mm-hmm. And especially I liked that they didn't show the main character's tits. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of like power.
Yeah.
Did I like the Texas girl? I think she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But she's absolutely the person I would never want to hang out with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because... she's not trustworthy.
She's trying to get everything in trouble.
Everything. She wants everything. She's very selfish. Mm-hmm. Very selfish.
Yeah.
So this is why I didn't like the end. Because I think Marion does not need to be with her.
Yeah.
This is not a yin and yang and they're going to be happy. This girl's going to cheat on her. Yeah. 100%. So I did not like them getting married. I didn't like, if we're going to show gay marriage in a movie, how about we show it with like a positive representation of people yeah. getting married?
Yeah.
You know, it's always one extreme or the other, I feel like. Like, oh, it's the person next door that, like, has been my best friend forever. I'm like, bleh. No, I hate that.
Okay.
That's not how it happens. None of my best friends I'm getting married to.
That's how I feel about straight relationships, too, though. All that stupid romance, that fucking Hallmark shit. Done.
Unless it's the vampire, like, sexually, like, charged. I'm not really that interested.
Two fucking werewolves? I'm in, bro.
But I liked most aspects of this movie. I was not expecting dildos inside that box. Like mm-hmm. I said, I thought it was drugs. Mm-hmm. Hardcore 70s drugs.
Sci-fi type drugs. Yes.
That are just siphoning out and it's affecting them. That's not what happened. And I thought everyone was funny in this movie. Do I think it's the best movie? Do I think you should go out and rush and watch this? No. Wait till it's on streaming. It's not that good of a movie, but it's also not horrible. I've seen lots of gay movies, and I think this is one of the better ones. I'm going to give this a B.
A B? Oof. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is mighty high praise, sir.
I've watched lots of bad gay movies.
The only one I've seen that...
Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, goddamn.
And that's an A+. Plus.
And the only reason, like, because it's so disgusting, some of those things. All right, I'll go next. I was not excited to see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And not because it has anything to do with the sexuality of this movie. I just knew it was going to be an artsy movie.
Yeah.
And I hate that shit. This movie.
No culture in these two.
They needed this fucking dildo thing to make this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is the dumbest fucking reason for this whole fucking movie. I think most people would have let it go. I don't think it happens. I don't think a senator gives a shit. He'd be like, yes, please uh-huh. have my penis. I'm going to make money off of this. I didn't like it. It's not a terrible fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen worse. The lesbian stuff didn't bother me at all. I didn't. It's funny. I do think straight male and female bothers me more.
Okay.
Like, I don't need that in the movie.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of needed in this movie. I do agree that Marion could do better.
Yes.
That girl, Jamie, is a piece of shit.
Yes.
She got arrested because of her.
Mm-hmm.
There were some parts I liked. Beanie was pretty cool. It's mm-hmm. my first introduction to Beanie. I thought she was cool. The ball-headed goon, loved him. You know what I mean? Even the chief. I like the chief.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this movie a D. No, a C minus.
I was going to say, don't give it the D.
Don't give it the D. So a C minus.
Interesting.
I also think the psychedelic shit mm-hmm. is supposed to be Matt Damon. Flashbacks to Matt Damon getting high.
Yeah.
Going through that whole experience. Because
he says he's seduced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's cut up the way it's cut up. Andy?
This movie was awful. I wasn't excited to watch it. I would have walked out 15 minutes into this goddamn movie. I do not like all the lesbian sex scenes. It makes me uncomfortable, but I really don't like seeing movie sex scenes. It's not natural. And the girls come in 1.5 seconds.
That's not how that works?
Nope. Is that how it works for you guys?
I mean, sometimes.
No. Anyways.
We think about it like, oh, I'm good. No, I'm not going out tonight. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I thought there was some funny parts. There were some cute little quirky parts. I liked Pedro, that opening mm-hmm. sequence there with him running, like when he throws his jacket off his shoulders and runs. And,
yeah.
you know, I think there were cute little parts in there. But is that a reason to watch this movie? No. I do not like Jamie. All in all, I don't like her character. Mm-hmm. I don't like her accent. So I don't care if she's attractive or not. There's no way I would ever like talk to that person.
I think she would be lying. Somebody. No. I think they're at Jolie's right now. They're walking up to you.
I tell you, see, there you go. Now, if they're at the bar
yeah.
and Andy's had 2-3 drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to go in the bathroom. They become friends. They probably make up. Guarantee.
Probably not.
That look, that is your look.
It doesn't matter about the look. I don't care at the end of the day. It's all about the way somebody's personality is.
But there's, she's so transactional, what you would love.
Not the personality.
Okay.
I do not like her personality at all. Her personality is very off-putting. And again, the accent. She comes up and talks to me. He's like, hey, darling, how you doing? I'm like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Who the fuck are
that
you?
That would be the first time I've ever seen Andy be mean to somebody come up to her. Mm-hmm. So I would love to see that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it would happen. Anyways, I didn't like the movie. I hated the psychedelic pieces. It really was fucking, like, so dumb. They didn't have any materials, so they were just throwing in these clips of I don't know what.
Did you notice in one of the psychedelic scenes, it had the Republican and the Democrat logos?
Yeah, because he's a senator and he's a Republican.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Don't watch this movie. That's my honest review. Don't watch it. Don't wait for it to come out on streaming. It's not worth your time. And I'm going to give it an F.
Whoa.
Yeah. When I walked out, okay. I was saying to myself, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Worse than Shape of Water?
It's not worse than those two.
Which two?
You know. The airport one.
Airport.
How dare you? Not even on the same level.
Oh, yeah. It was so dumb.
These girls were not running around
statue.
Like, where is everything? I don't understand.
And maybe there's some secret lesbian fucking group that I don't know about, but I've never seen lesbians sit in a circle, make out with each other, and turn around every minute and take turns. I've never.
Really?
This movie was dumb. I think it was feeding something. I don't know what, but I didn't like it. And I'm angry that I had to watch it. And I would have walked out. Like I said, I would have been out of that movie theater.
I think this is
the
biggest like
stinker. I know.
Differentiation of scores.
Yeah, this one's kind of wild.
Interesting. All right.
Because you like it.
I like a B. I don't think it's the best movie.
A B? Right. Yeah.
I'm seeing minus because I'm trying to be nice, and then this one just fucking killed it.
So we're going to say it's probably a C minus.
Yeah, it's probably on C minus.
Boom.
Yeah. Sorry about it, but I'm going to bet you the audience fucking score backs me up, and by looking at the budget in the box office,
did you look at
that fucking box?
Did you look at the score?
No.
Okay.
But I'm going to bet it does.
Tomato meter?
I'm going to bet it fucking does. I'm looking at the budget right here in the box office.
Okay, can I get into the scores now? Can I get into the scores now? Can I get into the scores now?
You guys made me do this. Now you're here for it. You're living in my hate. Okay?
All right, here we go. Shush now.
Okay.
Tomato meter.
Tell me how much
I'm
critics,
right. 66%.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is maybe kind of high for the critics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Audience, 35.
And Andrea's score is here to stay. F motherfuckers.
It has just 100 fucking reviews right now.
Because that's how many people have seen it.
I don't think a lot of people are going to watch this movie. This is probably going to be more of a stream when it comes out. I don't know if a lot of people are going to like it.
Oh my God. Could you imagine a husband and wife team going in there thinking that it's going to be like this cool little adventure between these two girlfriends where they find a thing in the case and it starts out with lesbian sex?
Mm-hmm.
Negative review. They gonna be mad.
See, to me, like I said, I don't think the scenes were that bad, that intense. I got, you know, it takes a lot to offend me or bother me. I thought it was like kind of important to the story.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I do see people watching this and getting uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'd be just like two dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this would be an A+. Change this to two dudes. I'm liking it more.
You're like,
dude and a tranny. Now you got an A+ out of me, man. Oof. No,
that's a compromise.
Give it to me, daddy.
That is a compromise.
You said you wanted all representation.
I do, but...
Jesse.
It's probably back to B for me.
All right. Are you going to read us one of the reviews? One or two?
Let's see. From Rosa. My mom watched this movie?
Oof.
One star. Actually have the nerve to ask? That's what she wrote.
That was the review. You actually have a nerve to ask my review? That's just how I felt right now.
Rosa.
You want it?
Get your head out of your butt, Rosa.
That's what he's telling me without having to say it.
Yep, Rosa.
Here's another one.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to read two and then There are two more and then that's it. Brandt gave it a star and a half. It's a dreadfully unfunny comedy that squanders the talent of everyone involved. The Coen brothers work better together, not by themselves.
Okay, I was like, was this the Coen brothers? Okay, yeah. So they're separated at this point.
Here is Stephanie's review. 5 stars. Really fun movie about two lesbian friends who are just on a road trip to have fun and accidentally get caught up in a big mess. LOL. Love it.
Yes, thank you. I wrote that.
I was like, anybody who still writes LOL, you guys like this movie.
Don't look at my texts, all right?
So, like I mentioned earlier, the box office agrees with me. Literally can't really find anything for the budget, but this article says the budget for this one couldn't have been more than $30
million. Yeah, that makes sense.
But it opened to 2,300 theaters. Oh. So that's not a lot. It's projected to earn $2.5 million this weekend.
Oh, this weekend?
That's $2.5 million. Yeah. It's saying Drive Away Dolls bombs at the box office. Not liked by audiences. Also, they're competing with still Bob Marley's One Love, which we've spoken to people who are still looking to go see that movie.
Yeah.
I know Madame Web is out there, but everybody's heard about Madame Web.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there's
I think One Love is going to be top till next week, and then next week it changes.
Okay. Yeah, IMDb is showing 2.4 million.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad for this kind of movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like when these people make these kind of movies, knowing they're not blockbusters, that they're a niche type film, they know.
Yeah. It was only in one theater, the movie theater I go to, but I knew it was not going to be as bad because when I went and watched that Meg Ryan movie, like I said, it was practically at the exit. Mm-hmm. This one was like the middle. So I was like, all right, they're not pushing it to the like, you know, because no one's going to go watch it.
Ends, yeah.
But okay, guys, we're going to go and wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on all platforms. Give us 5 stars, 5 stars only. Also, we're still looking to get 100 listeners. Tell a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Telephone.
You know what? If you need to get a dollar from that friend and so on and so forth and send it on to us, we would appreciate it. Also, make sure to listen to our other podcasts on this wonderful platform that we have here. Dream Talk, the podcast where I have friends, family members, people that I love and care for, and even strangers come on and we talk about dreams and what they mean. My ice cream nacho dream thing, I've gotten so many comments about it.
Because everybody wants some, Jesse. Yeah. Everybody wants some.
They loved it. All right. And also, make sure to listen to Tales from the Apps, a sometimes ghosting podcast with these two fools over here. They tell their dating life and possibly the lives of other people eventually, because I know they're probably getting to the end of their dating.
You'd think so.
You would think. Every week. And it's pretty funny. You should go listen, especially Junior getting ghosted. Come on. Hilarious. All right, guys. On that note, we will see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
See ya.
Just listen to Make It a Combo from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.